You're listening to Talk Sports.
It's like driving by the scene of an accident. You don't want anybody to be hurt badly, but you kind of want to see it if they are. You don't want anyone to get hurt, but at the same time, there's a little entertainment value there.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
When there's a big earthquake, it's not that you want a high body count.
Whoa, what?
When there's a Category 5 hurricane, it's not that you don't want it to reduce to a Category 3, but you kind of wonder what kind of damage it'll do.
What is wrong with you?
I'm 1340 WKGN.
It's a little sick, I admit.
That's disgusting.
This is in our bloodline. This is in our DNA. Going back to the gladiator days. You don't want to see a fellow human mauled by a lion, but you kind of do.
I think you're a deeply disturbed person. Hour two kicking off. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for being a friend, Cody McClure. We're already 5 minutes into your segment because we went long on phone calls, so get right to the headlines.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Things are heating up at SEC Media Days as Jeremy Pruitt leaves the stage. Paul Feinbaum singing his praises. And another thing, Paul Feinbaum called Butch Jones, quote, a pathetic carny barker. Great quote from Paul Feinbaum.
A pathetic carny barker.
Yeah.
Okay.
As in, he should have just called him a tilt-a-whirl operator.
What is a carny barker?
I'd say it's a guy who works at the carnival and he does a lot of barking.
Like, but, I mean, I know what a carny is. A carny is, you know, the guy who works at the carnival. Is the carny barker the same thing? Is that just the official term for it?
Yeah, I think by barker he means a guy who's barking, as in, you know, get your funnel cakes over here. Try to shoot the ball into the 1 foot goal, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Butch Jones, a pathetic carny barker. Nice quote there. Another quote coming out after Jeremy Pruitt's comments from David Pollack. The stories that I have heard out of Athens that are true, that are from Georgia coaches, some of the things Pruitt did to Mark Richt, some coaches would say are the most disrespectful they have heard, the most crazy they have heard. You would think Jeremy Pruitt was trying to land Mark Richt's wife, by the way these Georgia players are talking.
Oh, I thought that was a part of the official report.
No. I added that last part
okay.
in.
Okay.
I want to clarify. It ends at some of the most crazy they've heard.
Okay.
Pollack didn't say anything about the wife. That was all me.
Okay.
I mean, so you got Pollack now, you got Aaron Murray. What is with all Hudson Mason, all these Georgia guys?
I guess Jeremy Pruitt is hated at Georgia.
Apparently.
Georgia's been his least successful stop, so it makes sense that, like, things didn't work out there. They didn't quite see eye to eye. He stayed for what, 2 years?
2 years, 14 and 15.
Two years before leaving?
Butch Jones' offense hung 38 points on him that second year, so yeah. Obviously things weren't working out.
It was time to get out at that point.
Yeah.
I guess some of the disconnect would be like, I guess could be summed down as that like Pruitt wants to do football all the time, like wants football to be the only thing, and Mark Richt wanted to have a life outside of football.
Yeah. Which is what Pruitt said today. There's more to life than football. So it's kind of weird how those two things are conflicting now.
Yeah.
Georgia
people do not like him. Georgia people going to take every shot. Did you ever find out what backup quarterback Hudson Mason or whatever said?
Actually, you know, I want to take that back because I heard everybody talking about it yesterday. And but from what I found, if it's what I found, it was Stillman, the jerk out of Nashville. It wasn't that big of a deal, basically.
Okay.
I didn't even really see it as a shot myself.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe that's just me. But, yeah, I mean, Pollack and Murray, they definitely don't like him.
Any more headlines?
Yeah, I was trying to find. I was trying to stall for just a second so I could get to this Hudson Mason thing and see, tell you exactly.
That's fine.
What
it's not that big of a deal.
All right, he's going to recruit well, but the position you have to get in the SEC, the position you have to get right in the SEC is quarterback. Pruitt is a grinder. When he got to Georgia, I was taken aback by his bluntness. That doesn't really sound like a shot to me, and that's the only quote I can find. But I heard a lot of people yesterday saying Hudson Mason took a shot. I was taken aback by his bluntness.
Yeah.
Is that a negative? I don't
know. I think that's just, you know, I don't think somebody being blunt is a bad thing.
I don't either.
Especially in the coaching profession. All right. Anyways, you got any more headlines?
Yeah, we just started.
Well, I know. That was code for your, that one was boring. Please give me another one. That was my nice way of saying.
I'm sorry. I wanted to have some football specific. You know, it's SEC Media Day.
I understand that. Hudson Mason saying he's blunt. I could have done without.
Well, you asked me what he said.
I asked you if you found anything, and if you could, you know, basically the answer to that was no. No, I didn't find anything good. And I said, okay, let's move on.
I just wanted to make sure.
Please, just give me some more headlines.
The Toronto Raptors have agreed to a deal to acquire Kawhi Leonard from the San Antonio Spurs.
Now we're talking.
For DeMar DeRozan.
Now we're talking.
The Spurs agreed to trade Kawhi and Danny Green for DeRozan and Jacob Poeltl.
I don't know how to say it.
Poeltl. Poeltl.
I always say it Poeltl, but I don't know how to.
Look, if you're going to spell your last name Poeltl, don't expect me to pronounce it, okay?
And, I think that's fair.
And a protected 2019 first-round pick.
We'll talk more about that in detail.
Yeah, I figured we probably would.
Kawhi for DeMar DeRozan is a huge trade, and it's worth more than a headline blip. But I appreciate you giving the top-of-the-hour audience, the podcast-only audience maybe, a headline to hold him over.
Yeah, another part of that, too. Kawhi says he has no desire to play for the Raptors.
That's accurate. We will talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that for sure. The Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown will be on the cover of Madden this year.
Now we're talking.
The All-Pro receiver is this year's cover athlete for Madden 19, EA Sports announced today.
Now we're talking. We'll see if he can overcome the curse. Antonio Brown's really good at football. We'll see if he can stop the Madden curse. I do kind of feel like the Steelers might be in for a bad season. Although the problem is, like, I don't know who else in that division will win it. Maybe Cincinnati can bounce back because they were pretty good for a while.
Don't sleep on the Browns.
I mean, the Browns will be better. I would imagine the Browns will be better this year. I mean, I know
Baltimore.
That's not saying anything. They went winless last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're going to be better. I'm thinking, you know, they might get to 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah, I was totally joking.
Maybe the Ravens are still good. I just think the Steelers, between Bell's contract, between Big Ben being another year older, the defense not being very good last year, I think Pittsburgh's in for a rough year.
The Dodgers are on the verge of acquiring all-star shortstop Manny Machado, who everyone knows plays for the Baltimore Orioles.
That's right.
For a package that includes outfield prospect Yusniel Diaz.
Oh, wow.
According to The Athletic.
Yusniel Diaz.
Woo! Man, if they land him too, that's going to be something right there.
That's a good rebuild chip for the Orioles.
That's huge. Yeah.
Yusniel Diaz is a blue chipper, as we call him in the biz.
The Orioles, it was reported, had the structure of a deal in place for Machado and were working through specific aspects of the trade. So he could soon be a part of my Los Angeles Dodgers.
Do you want a update from the YouTube live stream?
Yeah, sure.
People are saying they noticed that after yesterday's your concerns about your hairline that you went with a hat today. And disgruntled ball fan says, as someone who suffers from the same issue as you do, the hat's only going to make it worse.
It's not why I chose the hat. I didn't even think about the fact that we were going to be on YouTube today.
Okay, just letting you know what the people on the live stream said. I tweeted out the link on JON2_read if you would like to watch along. Any more headlines?
A new law in Tennessee that will go into effect in August says schools must display "In God We Trust" in clear view.
Wait, who?
At their schools. A new law, it'll take effect in August, will require all state schools to display the words "In God We Trust" somewhere in clear view of students at the school. The National Motto in the Classroom Act was sponsored by State Representative Susan Lynn. She said this is a way to display the motto in a historical way. So they want, this will happen, it's set to go into effect next month. In God We Trust.
That seems odd.
Must be displayed in all state schools.
That seems odd. You got any other killer headlines, or should we get back to the phone lines?
No, we can go to the phone line.
All right, let's get back to the McKinney team hotline. Is it Jay? What's up, Jay?
John, what's up, man? I got a question for you.
I hopefully have an answer.
Hopefully. The press conference, I thought, went really well. Pruitt handled himself well, but I was watching after, and, of course, they were talking about Aaron Murray's comments, but I want to know, have you heard, like, any rumblings or rumors about what went on at Georgia? Because the way David Pollack talked and what he heard, I mean, it sounds like Pruitt slept with Mark Richt's wife and then sent him a video of it. I mean,
and that's the way they're acting.
I mean, they are acting like he was the most disrespectful, vile human being that they have ever encountered in that 1 year at Georgia. The way that they're not saying what they're hearing, and they never do. But I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Like, has anybody heard what the rumors are? Because it sounds like it's just awful.
I think, Jay, I wouldn't be surprised if we get the details in the next day, because, like, there's too many Georgia people whining and complaining for someone not to do some digging and put this out, either, you know, via message boards or, you know, an actual report. So I'll ask some people. I'll get some other people asking some people, because, like you said, they're making it seem probably worse than it is, because, like you said, they're making it seem like Jeremy Pruitt and Mark Richt's wife had something going on with how much they're hating on Pruitt and acting like what he did was the worst thing ever, like a, you know, the biggest sin of a football coach can have to his head coach. So I would be surprised if the true story didn't come out in the next day or so.
I could totally see their personalities not mixing well, especially I think Richt got soft near the end of his tenure, and Jeremy Pruitt, the fiery guy, and, you know, he's not going to put up with no BS, so I could see that, or I could see maybe Pruitt, you know, saying that telling Richt to his face that he's too soft or something. But I mean, that's what I'd like to hear, John. If you find something, tweet it out or something, because
yeah,
I mean,
we'll
that's
do.
What I'm wondering. It just sounds extremely disrespectful if whatever this happened is true. So
yeah, we'll
that'll
do.
Be interesting to see.
Appreciate the phone call, Jay.
Thanks.
Should we power rank things that Jeremy Pruitt may or may not have done to Mark Richt that caused Georgia fans to hate him?
Oh, we can.
I'm getting a lot of good submissions here.
All right, put your list together. What do you think Jeremy Pruitt did to Mark Richt? Why does Georgia fans hate him? Get your submissions in. I want to stew on mine for at least 15 minutes, then we'll come back with power rankings at 11:30. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Like, do you already have your list ready? Because I don't.
I can come up with some stuff for sure.
You think you could do it, like, in this next commercial break?
Absolutely.
Damn it. All right, let me see if I can come up with mine. If I can, we'll do it next segment. If not, we will wait. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Please give us money, Wikipedia asked. And, you know, you snarl your nose and you're like, damn it, Wikipedia, I don't want to give you any money.
Arms of an angel.
But at the same time, I do believe people should be compensated for their work. Wikipedia, fantastic website. How many of us use Wikipedia every day?
Doesn't Wikipedia look hungry? In the arms of
for an only $3. If everyone gave $3, Wikipedia could keep thriving for years to come. The price of your coffee is all we need.
You can see Wikipedia's ribs.
When we made Wikipedia a nonprofit, people warned us we'd regret it.
Wikipedia doesn't even have clean drinking water.
But if Wikipedia became commercial, it would be a great loss to the world. Wikipedia is a place for you to learn, not a place for advertising.
Just an extra pair of shoes would help Wikipedia thrive.
It unites all of us who love knowledge, contributors, readers, and the donors who keep us thriving.
Wikipedia is only able to bathe once a week.
The heart and soul of Wikipedia is a community of people working to bring you unlimited access to reliable, neutral information.
Just give a donation for once.
Please take 1 minute to help us to keep Wikipedia growing. Thank you.
Has anyone ever given a donation?
You know what? I'm giving $3 right now to Wikipedia.
Yes! Finally!
And I'm selecting the option to add $1 to cover the transaction fees so that I know Wikipedia gets all 100% of my $3 donation.
There we go. He's actually doing it. He's putting in the credit card number right now.
Do not read my credit card number over the air.
Okay, I won't. I just want to say this is one of the most generous things I've ever seen.
I'm keeping Wikipedia thriving. They have meant too much to me to not help.
Suddenly, Wikipedia is going to get a notification that they've just received a deposit, and they're just going to completely freak out. This is the first time it's ever happened.
Wait a second. I'm trying to click it, and it won't load.
Well, maybe Wikipedia is causing problems for itself.
I'm getting up. I'm getting my wallet. I'm getting the card number out. I'm trying to save Wikipedia, and now it says it can't be reached. Okay, now it's back up.
They got a quote on there. Imagine a world in which every single person on the planet has free access to the sum of all human knowledge. A simple donation. This is great. This is great. I think you're inspiring a lot of people with this, to be honest. Nobody's ever given them anything.
I'm not asking for the praise. I'm not asking. And yeah, sure, I'm a great person. And if it wasn't for me, who knows, Greg Schiano might have been the one taking the podium today. But I'm just like you guys. Just a normal person who just straps up and goes to work every day, just trying to make the world a little bit better of a place.
Give you one compliment.
I'm no different than everyone else.
This is one of the most charitable things I've ever seen, to be honest. Hey, you just clicked it. You clicked the MasterCard.
I'm hoping I don't mess up and donate like 5 times because I've had to refresh this link like 10 times. Wikimedia Foundation. Your whole system's messed up.
They don't expect people to actually get to this page.
Are you sure? Like, you don't want to turn around? Are you actually doing this? Wait.
Wikipedia's employees are going to be able to have lunch today because of you.
I'm just a regular person, just trying to make the world a better place. I'm just trying to make the world a better place. Can you talk while I save the world? Please.
I've been trying to. I don't know what else you want me to say about this.
You can say something about anything else. I've
sang you your praises.
Still steer the conversation elsewhere.
I'm just trying to figure out what Jeremy Pruitt did to Mark Richt. I'm trying to think up the most likely scenarios and what happened. We got to power rank these for sure.
Now it's saying my donation can't be accepted.
Oh.
This is because
you'd think a site so desperate for money.
My card did not get declined over $4, if that's what the O was for. There's a weird thing on my card. The way my card's set up.
Broke boy John Reed, huh?
No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Those chicken biscuits are really adding up.
Wait a second. Just hold on. Just wait. Let me explain. The way my cards are set up, as I'm showing you on YouTube as I try to cover my numbers, it says Jonathan M. Reed, right? And I never know what to put in the first name. Like, it says billing information. I tried to put Jonathan space M.
No, you just put Jonathan Reed.
Well, sometimes when I've done it, it says it was wrong and I had to go back and add the middle initial, so I never know what to do.
You only have to add
$4 in my bank account, okay?
You only have to add the initial if there's a middle initial box.
I'm sure you could probably get that changed on your card.
It makes me feel more dignified.
Jonathan, to have the middle initial?
Yeah. Most people don't know my actual name's Jonathan. They just think my name's John.
I assume it's short.
Well.
How many tabs do you have open?
A lot. There we go.
You got like 150 How about that? Tabs open.
Me saving Wikipedia.
Thank you for your gift.
All right. Got the YouTubers coming in with some suggestions for why Mark Rick and Pruitt have beef.
What are some of the suggestions?
I mean, Miss Chapel 2 weeks in a row. Made a face at Miss Rick's dinner. Mark invited Pruitt over for dinner. She tried to fix some vegetables for him, and he did the whole, what is that?
What
you know,
is
the
that?
Asparagus thing?
That Brussels sprout?
And offended Miss Rick. That's not bad. Donovan says, hey, Mark, I think we should quit being soft in practice. Mark Rick said no. I don't know. Let's try to find out. Let's see if we can come up with our power rankings next. I know this was a segment just of me donating and saving Wikipedia, but it had to be done. You're welcome. Next time you go to Wikipedia, please think of me. Please think of me. Power rankings coming up next. And we're back on the program. Power rankings. We're looking for the five reasons. The five reasons. By the way, you call me a broke boy, it doesn't sit well with me. Just for the record, Ben Lee. But the power rankings we are looking for are the five reasons why Georgia people hate Jeremy Pruitt. What he did to Mark Rick. Cody, you have your list ready.
I'm ready to go. Here's what I'm thinking that Jeremy Pruitt must have obviously done to Mark Rick, which has caused Georgia fans to be so shook. Number five, he vandalized the good Christian man's home. Pruitt came over in the middle of the night, busted out the windows, knocked over his mailbox, did some donuts in the yard. I could definitely see Jeremy Pruitt doing that. Number four, Mark Rick pulled out his wallet when he first met him. He said, hey, Jeremy, here's my kids. This is Lisa and Billy. These are my two kids. Aren't they cute? Jeremy Pruitt slapped his wallet out of his hand. He said, your kids are ugly and dumb. Number three, Jeremy Pruitt clearly, obviously, abused Ugga. Abused the bulldog. He kicked it. He told it its breathing problems were going to cause it to have a short life. He didn't care about his breathing problems. He said, you get asthma, it's just who you are. He kicked it. He pushed him around. Number two, he told Rick that Sundays are for football and not God. Number one, he hooked up with Mark Rick's wife.
Okay. Those are your five?
Those are my five.
My number five. Told Mark Rick that it was gross and disturbing, and he did not like it that one time that Mark Rick and his wife made out after the game. You remember that time? When Rick gave his wife just a big old schmooch. Mark Rick was on the hot seat and won a big game and just went over there and grabbed her and like stuck his tongue down her throat.
That is pretty gross.
Do you remember that time?
I don't remember that.
When Mark Rick just grabbed her and just made out with her right there in front of everyone.
That does sound pretty gross.
Hey, get a room, you two, Jeremy Pruitt said. Used the Lord's name in vain, number four.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, that's your number four?
Yeah.
Can't do that in front of Mark Rick.
Cannot.
Can't do that.
Pruitt does seem like he has a dirty mouth, right?
Yes.
Like, Pruitt's probably got a really dirty mouth. I don't want to speak out of turn or, I guess, accuse him of something that might not be true. I just think Pruitt probably says a lot of dirty words, especially when he's coaching football and mad. I would say that he doesn't hold back on players or coaches. I would say at some point, Pruitt cussed out Mark Rick, or at least cussed around him. Right? That's fair to say, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he dropped a couple of words that Rick was offended by and hurt by.
Number three, Mark Rick pointed out that Bulldogs are stupid and inbred, can't swim, have respiratory problems, usually die by the age of eight. Bulldogs, pretty worthless. Jeremy Pruitt does not seem like a Bulldog man at all.
Which is pretty offensive to Ugga.
I mean, Ugga does seem miserable, right? How many Uggas have they had to go through? Intern Andrew Benley, I need both of my best men on this. How many Uggas have they had to go through in the last 30 years?
Well, I'm thinking just all time because Smokies, we're on how many Smokies now?
Like we can do all time. We're on Smoky 10?
Smoky 10. There's got to be at least 35 Uggas.
Well, I don't know how many Uggas have been. I don't know how many Uggas have been on the field. I don't know when they started having the live mascot. I was wanting just 30 years because I feel like he's been out there for at least 30 years. And I would say that they probably can only go 3 years at a time. Maybe more. Maybe like 4 or 5. But I would imagine that the number of Smokies versus the number of Uggas, drastic.
10.
There's only been 10 Uggas?
We're on Ugga 10 right now.
One. Since when?
It says 2015 to present, Ugga 10.
What, so in 3 years?
Well, when was how long did Ugga 9 serve?
2012 to 2015.
Yeah, 3 years, okay.
They don't have a long life.
When did Ugga 1 start? Can you find out when Ugga 1 started?
Ugga 1 started in 1956 to 1966.
That's a pretty good run from Ugga 1.
2 went 66 wow, to 72.
So the inbreeding has gotten that bad
it's
in 60
worse.
Years.
The first one is actually like looks like a fit, good dog, and now he's a fat little loser.
Okay, so Ugga 1 had a 10-year run. Give me Ugga 2.
66 to 72.
Okay, getting a little bit shorter.
72 to 81.
Okay, Ugga 3 was strong.
And so was 4, 81 to 90.
Okay.
Oh, that was when Herschel was there.
Ugga 5, 90 to 99. 6, 99 to 2008. It started going downhill at 7. 2008 to 2009, 8, 2010, 2011.
Oh, wow.
This
is
nine,
getting dark.
Nine.
What has happened to the American Bulldog breed over nine. The last 10 years, 15 years?
Oh, wow. His description's kind of sad.
Oh, no.
His
Read it.
Named in honor of Lorenz Smith, his tenure ended abruptly near the end of his second season when he died of heart failure.
Right on the field.
Gone too soon.
I'm not laughing at Ugga being gone too soon. I'm laughing at Ben Lee covering his mouth.
In the 70s, the Bulldogs breathed like. Now they're like.
I'm sorry if you have Bulldogs, but it's just true.
Ugga
yeah,
8.
Your dogs are not healthy. You should select a different brand.
I had an English Bulldog, so I feel like I can say this. I've seen it firsthand.
Ugga 8 was 2010, 2011, 9, 2012, 2015, and we're on 10.
Bulldogs are stupid with respiratory problems. They can't swim, and they die young.
Come on, Ugga. Let's go for a run up the bleachers.
There's all these, like,
nope.
Like magazines, like what they said about the dog at the end of their thing. Like, the first one, damn good dog. Second one, not bad for a dog. Next, how about this dog? The dog of the decade. Nation's best college mascot.
Now they're just honest about it when they engrave the stone. Couldn't breathe very well.
A big job for a big dog. He handled it well.
So what happened to the dog that made it like 2 months in? What happened to him? He just croaked from heart failure?
He died of heart failure on November 19th, 2009. Kind of sounds like it might have been a game day.
What was the date?
November 19th, 2009.
Yeah. Tennessee game would have been like October.
Yeah.
Because we beat him that year, I was thinking.
Number two! Jeremy Pruitt asked Mark Richt and Mark Richt's bosses why they've only been able to win the SEC twice, with Florida being so inconsistent and Tennessee not being very good during Richt's run. Hey, Mark, you only got two of them SEC trophies. You'd have more down here recruiting Atlanta. And number one, he probably slept with Mark Richt's wife.
That's the most common. I think that's the most common answer of what most likely happened, right?
Perhaps.
Jeremy Pruitt shagged Mrs. Richt. I put it in poll form. Did Pruitt try to pursue Mark Richt's wife? And so far, 51% says yes. Yes, he did.
Rithera tweets in, or not tweets in, live streams in, comments in the chat. I think my favorite story about Pruitt is that apparently he got really drunk one night while at Georgia and showed up at Mark Richt's house and tried to start a fight. That would probably fit the criteria for worst things you could do to a coach. That's not very respectful.
Danny tweets in, not to mention Bulldogs can't breed on their own. They need help from humans to get the job done.
That's 100% accurate. That's 100% accurate. You have to have people helping poor little Ugga mount the misses.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Oh, that's disgusting but true. Bulldogs are just sad animals. They really are. We've gone too far in our genetic breeding. We have.
Clearly.
We have ruined the bulldog breed.
What's the lifespan of a bulldog now?
Like 8 years.
A year and a half?
Apparently three.
Yeah.
That's if you work them. That's if you make them work.
That's if you take them for walks.
Although I will say, like, chances are probably pretty high that the bulldog from like 80, that made it from like 80 to 89 or whatever, they probably just kept rotating a new one in, trying to pull a, I guess, a evil twin move where you just put the other guy in and let him work. Some twin magic.
Couldn't
pass it off as the same dog. It wasn't.
Couldn't be Smokey. I tell you that. He's a good, healthy dog. He's a good boy. As opposed to the short, stubby little heart failure bulldog.
It's very true. Smokey is a very, very good boy. Let's go to the McKinney team hotline and let's grab T-Carp. Hello, T-Carp, my friend. The floor
hey
is yours.
Guys, I hope you are well. Do you know anybody that's ever had a blue tick hound? Does Sutton have one? Is that right, John?
I do have a friend that has a blue tick hound. I do think Sutton has one as well. Yeah, his is a blue tick hound.
They're great working and hunting dogs. Not indoor dogs. If you know this, they had a friend that had one. They didn't know, and that dog has so much flipping energy, like outwork any other dog ever. So the comparison between a bulldog and a blue tick hound is the better creature by far. I mean, a bulldog's almost like a domestic house cat, like not even like a house cat. It can't survive like anything. Like what can it do without human help? Like could it survive a day in the wild? I doubt it.
No, we get mauled by a bear.
I know that one time my English bulldog got off the leash and my mom was terrified that he had gotten into a river and drowned. Like there was a stream that was behind our house and she was terrified that he had tried to get in there and get a drink of water and had drowned. So no. I don't think they could survive. Although, shout out to Max. He did make it back home eventually, and then we had to give him away because he was just too dumb for us.
At least you know he didn't go very far when he broke away.
Yeah, he was right behind the house.
You know, I love dogs, but and don't get me wrong, but you know the definite you can definitely tell what happens when you breed something over and over and over and over again. It definitely needs a little bit of variety in there to shore up the gene pool. It's bad, but if anybody's thinking about getting a Smokey, have some land and a trainer. They're not indoor dogs, let's say. All right, guys, y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the phone call, T-Carp. Derek on the YouTube stream says Smokey 7 roamed the sidelines for Tennessee from 1992 to 1994. He was forced into early retirement after he nipped at the same UT band member in consecutive games in 1994. That poor band member is probably like, damn it.
Why didn't they just get rid of the band member?
Feels like that's probably what should have happened. If that's the case, dogs know, right? We always say dogs know who are good people.
Yeah, I mean, if he nipped at the same one, then sure.
Yeah. It is the band member's problem at that point. Hey, did you know the MLB All-Star game was last night?
Yeah, I did, actually, because I was driving around last night, and I listened to the national guys that come on after overtime, because I had it on our station all day, naturally. Because
Repping the brand.
Yeah, of course. And they were talking about it, which is funny that was the first time I had heard about it, because no one else, I mean, we didn't talk about it.
Probably not a good story for Major League Baseball that they had a All-Star game go into extra innings, have some excitement, and the two stories coming out of the weekend, or I guess coming out of the All-Star break, I guess there's three. One, Manny Machado traded. Okay, cool. Two, you have your commissioner basically saying, look, everyone keeps saying I need to market Mike Trout more. Well, I need Mike Trout's help. Basically, like, he has to help me market himself. He won't market himself. He won't help me. He doesn't want to be popular. I can't get our biggest baseball star in front of people. Because, by the way, there was a study, I guess, that came out that said Mike Trout, who is the best baseball player of the last 5 years. I mean, if you believe in analytics and his stats and, like, what he's doing, he might be the best baseball player of the last 30 years. Since Barry Bonds, like, and if you want to count Barry Bonds because he was clean or not clean, whatever, he's your best baseball player since Barry Bonds. Maybe even better than Barry. And then this Milwaukee Brewers pitcher. Have you seen the story with the Milwaukee Brewers pitcher?
Have I seen the story with the Milwaukee Brewers pitcher?
Yes.
No.
Well, we did that thing last night on Twitter that we always do when someone is in the spotlight.
Shame them?
We went and we found their old tweets.
Ah, yes. Was he a racist? Sexist?
Yep.
Misogynistic?
Homophobe?
Homophobe, too. Wow. Yeah, he went with the triple crown, yeah.
He went for the trifecta. Yeah, baseball has a new triple crown winner.
Ooh. White supremacist, maybe? Or
he had a white pride tweet.
Okay. Anything else? Probably had a bulldog too, didn't he?
I can't find, like, there's some screenshots floating around. For some reason, no website has actually, like, put all these together. Let me try this last one. SB Nation. Surely SB Nation can run these tweets. No, no one's put these all together. There's one.
You really like that touch screen, don't you?
Well, no, I'm just having to use it because the mouse is freezing up a little bit. Okay, there's one that read, there's one that was just, I hate gay people.
Quote.
No, that's the quote.
Yeah, no, just be careful.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was not my thoughts.
Somebody could go cut that out.
Yes, if you are tuning in, please do not sabotage me. Cut that out of the podcast just to be safe, intern Andrew, because those are not my thoughts. I need to cut it out of the podcast myself.
I figured out our new rejoin.
Oh, no. At least one that used the N-word.
Oh, no.
One that read only bleep my bleep, I'll murder your family.
What is bleep my bleep?
Well, I'm bleeping it for a reason.
Well, that could be so many things, though.
Bleep my bleep.
As in?
You don't need to be the one tiptoeing around this. The Kool-Aid man needs to stay far and far away.
Oh, yeah.
You stay away. Bleep my bleep. I'll murder your family. And, you know, he came out. You know, he was waiting because he blew up in the eighth inning. He got rocked. And to add insult to injury, he got off the mound. And everyone, you know, he said his phone was blown up. He knew he was going to get disciplined. He's basically like, hey, I'll accept whatever I have to. He kept specifying, this was when I was 17 years old. You know, we gave Dante, the big raccoon, the Villanova star, we gave him a pass for what he said when he was 12. Do we give people a pass for what they say when they're 17? Well, 17 look, feels a lot different than 12.
Well, look, we gave him a pass for saying what he said as a rap lyric, basically, right?
True.
I mean, he was basically quoting a rapper. What Dante DiVincenzo said.
The big raccoon.
Not even close to what this guy said, if you ask me.
And then people found, yeah, you said that when you were 17, whatever. But here's something from 2 years ago. And then he had another one that was like inflammatory about Trayvon Martin and that case. And like, and black people protesting. It wasn't a good look. And that was 2 years ago when he would be 22. So, like, I do think we are going to kind of look at him differently, like you said, not just quoting rap lyrics, but having, I guess, inflammatory takes at the age of 17. Like, I feel like at 17, you're judged a little bit differently.
Your mind's shaped a little more than at 12.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know if he'll get punished for this. It does feel weird to punish someone. I do think the only punishment he should get is just, you know, facing the wrath of the public. Like, I don't think MLB should suspend him for tweets from, you know, 7 years ago. That feels wrong. I just think, really, we're just going to judge him and shame him publicly. Let's go back to the McKinney team hotline. Let's grab Westchester What up, Westchester?
How we doing, guys?
Doing great, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm not trying to make light of how fouled up this country is, how people are seeing things and that isn't necessarily there, and people are taking things out of context. But can you imagine, just think for a second here, and I don't think this is too much of a reach. Current Smokey this season nips at the same band member two games in a row, and the band member happens to be black. We wouldn't have a Smokey anymore. We'd have to get rid of it. The university would be racist. The fraternity that houses the dog would be disbanded. The athletic department would be sanctioned and punished, and the Smokey program would have to go away completely.
Now, wait a second.
Is that a reach?
Say that one more time.
I think you're reaching a little.
my snap reaction, that's a big reach. Say that one more time so I make sure I understand you.
So you said how we had to get rid of that one Smokey because he nipped at the same band member twice, right?
Right.
All right, so let's just hypothetically say that happens like this season, and it happens to be one of our very talented black band members. Can you imagine the outpouring? We would have to get rid of Smokey, so we wouldn't have a Smokey anymore. The fraternity who takes care of Smokey would have to be disbanded because they're representing racism, because they raised a racist dog. And the athletic department would be punished and sanctioned somehow. The university would be shamed. And the tradition would be gone of having Smokey.
I do disagree with the – I guess – I do think they probably would get rid of Smokey if he tried to bite any student. I do feel like they would rotate those out and want gentle dogs. I do think you're probably right about society in that respect. I don't think the race would have an issue with it, and I don't think it would go as far as, you know, getting rid of the fraternity and turning into a big national story of dog biting black player. I don't think that would happen. I do think you're reaching a little
bit
there.
Was he trained to do this?
Exactly. Thank you, Cody.
Yeah, it's going to be. I can already see the column from the Huffington Post.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
appreciate the phone call, Westchester.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a legitimate.
I don't feel like it's legitimate. Now, look. Would someone write that? Would Sean King say it?
Why is he only biting the black players?
Would, like, that? Is it Tariq Nasheed or whoever that guy is? Like, sure, you would probably have your radical political people saying that the dog is racist, but anyone with half a damn brain would look and say, okay, yeah, look, no one's raising these dogs to be mean to black people.
I've never heard of that. Like, well, I mean, I guess back in the day, back in the 60s or whatever, the civil rights stuff, when they had the water hoses.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think one dog biting one band member is going to be a, whether he's white or black, I don't think that's going to matter.
One in Stripes points out, Ugga biting at the Auburn player is still a common video clip used by the SEC.
Yeah.
You obviously know which one we're talking about, where Ugga jumps up, tries to bite the Auburn player.
He didn't jump very high, but he tried.
He jumped as high as his little inbred legs could get up. weren't very high, but he tried. No, I do feel like that was a little bit of a reach.
Oh, that was a huge reach.
Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck. We got headlines, but look, damn it. We got to talk about this Kawhi Leonard trade at some point.
We can skip headlines if you want.
No, the show must go on. Give us headlines, Cody. We'll be back on the other side as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.